Ahoy hoy! The party is wandering around the Gnome King's base, and they have wandered themselves into a room that has an alarm set off. And now giant, weird, crazy creatures are breaking out of tanks, and they're gonna have to fight them. You know, standard D&D. Let's roll!
So, 12?
Hold on. No.
Oh, that should do it. 25.
Just it.
Rock on.
Just it.
Just it. What happened out back? Scuffle with some basketball Americans?
Yeah. What? Yeah, it's a big fight.
this is the regulation height.
So
I will let you rage up if you want to.
Okay. I would like to rage up. That's what I was like, fuck!
Yo, it's still your turn. I'll,
yeah, it's fine. So 18 points of damage.
Okay.
Such a forgiving god.
Not like Big Bean, Big Bastard.
He's the worst.
It's a Big Bastard.
He's so mean.
He's now Big Bastard.
Oh my god. That's a much cooler name.
That is a much cooler name.
What was the name we were going to change it to?
Big Peanut.
Big Chungus.
It might have been Big Peanut at one point.
I think it was Big Peanut. That's...
Sounds like a simpleton.
All right, Tomlin, your turn. Tomlin?
Oh, that's me. Fuck. I wasn't.
Of course I know him. He's me.
I guess I'll cast.
Butthole.
Butthole on.
Don't pass my butthole.
Mm-mm. I might as well do Guiding Bolt.
Stay on it, Poppy!
Oh no, sorry, not Guiding Bolt. Toll the Dead, although it's loud, but that shouldn't matter.
No, we're trying to keep quiet and shut an alarm off, but that's fine.
I mean, you were walking these hallways. First off, the room's pretty big, and you also know that you walked pretty far in these hallways. Like, it's not like
you're gonna summon other rooms.
So it's all the day.
Yeah, you're probably. It's not like a dungeon where it's like the next room over.
Since it's
the next room over.
It's more like a cave system.
Since that one's closest to us, I'll cast it on two.
Okay, what's he got to make?
DC. 18.
No.
Okay.
So whatever it was.
1d12. Four.
Four?
Four.
Okie dokie. It is the monster's turn, so number two will makes a couple attacks.
A couple.
Ooh, one probably hits. 23?
To hook.
The croc?
On Krug.
23, yeah, you
have it. Alright. 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh no.
So 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yay.
And then the other one. It can move 30 feet.
Oh god.
Which probably is not quite far enough, but let me see. One, evens, odds.
Oh god. No.
It's gonna try to move towards. Well, I have to step out of it. You're going through the.
You're going through.
You're going through the other thing.
Stupid.
You gotta step over.
You big stoop.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so that's its turn. I can't.
Okay.
And Harold.
Hey.
Just do something.
Please stop being an asshole. All right.
Just fed up. Fucking
just die. Play your fucking character.
Fucking
beginning.
Hey, just saying, hey.
Do something.
Just having fun like everyone else.
Shut up.
You're supposed to be enjoying this room. Have a good time.
It's Barry.
Yeah, I don't have anything super awesome. I mean, these things are huge. I mean, I guess I could. I mean, I don't love it. I'm just gonna thorn whip them.
Man, this guy could not like super reward. Drink, a shirt.
He is fucking love Superman.
Good as a lesbian.
You're all very rude.
That's something
I'd like to say. 15.
Just misses.
Damn. Well, I try.
That's your turn.
All right, he's going to try and turn the alarm off again.
You going to use your inspiration token?
Ooh.
Sure. Yes.
No, you don't have one.
No, damn it.
That was mean.
That was so mean.
Oh, natural 20.
Yes.
Yeah, so you just smash it with your hammer.
No, we turned it.
I don't have a hammer.
I don't know where I got this hammer. With the butt of your gun.
I rolled so high, I made a hammer. What luck. I rolled so well, I have a hammer now.
You have tools.
I do.
That's true. You should have something.
Our artificer doesn't have a hammer.
I didn't need it.
It's really hard to make
I
stuff.
I just got through with a screwdriver. I don't know what.
He just keeps rubbing metal. It's like nothing's going
to
happen.
Bro, what are we doing?
All right, so the rest of the tanks seem to calm down.
Cool.
But these things are still mad.
They're still
mad. Croc, your turn.
All right, I'm going to just keep it mad. Keep fighting. Okay, so we got 17
on
the one.
You messed up on those rolls a couple times. This would have been a very bad room.
17 on the one and 14 on the other.
17 hits.
17 does hit. All right, at least something hits. Fuck me.
But
9 points of damage.
Okay. Toomlin.
Toll the dead.
Wait, wouldn't that wake him up? Don't we want to shut up now?
No. No, it's fine. That's not gonna. Nope, misses.
Okay.
12.
Oh. Alright. So, one's gonna try.
Dead air.
Yeah, I was just reading their stats. Alright, so.
Man, he's a real Nazi with this podcast. Jesus Christ.
Does a 21 hit, Croc?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yes.
God damn it,
oh,
Croc.
Wait, how did I have the 22 before? There was some reason for that.
Because you get an infusion.
No, the infusion gave me 20, but I had 22 written down, but that was for something.
There was like a plus 2 something. I can't remember.
But it was for something that I don't think I have now, so no. I have 20 now.
8 points of bludgeoning damage.
No! So 4 points.
4 points. And you're grappled.
I don't want to be grappled.
I love scrap.
You can escape with a DC 14 strength check.
You get grappled by a tank.
I cast rear naked choke.
Because this thing has like pincers and tentacles.
Ew.
So. Sexy. Alright, the other one walks up to whoever's in the front there.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Alright. Those attackos.
Ooh. Does got some Mexican.
F14 hit?
No.
Does the 25 hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
See?
14 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus Christ.
And now you're grappled as well.
I don't like that. Mm-mm.
All right. Harold.
Did not like.
I don't like this anymore.
Okay, so what does grapple do to me?
No, you just can't move around.
You can still attack the person that grappled you.
Okay.
Also, you feel its pee-pee on you.
It's getting bigger.
Stop, Tang.
No! No!
Get it off!
Sexual harassment's funny.
It is.
I feel its pee-pee.
I hate it.
It hasn't entered me, but I feel it now.
I'm going to transform into a brown bear.
Okay.
God damn it.
It makes his HP
his strength, and his HP
and all.
I got it. I understand.
It's just funny.
Yes. But the problem is these monsters are sexually turned on by brown bears.
Yeah.
I was just
you now feel second pee-pee.
I was just listening to the podcast where we were like, he just turns into animals for no fucking reason.
He's a furry. That's what his character is.
Basically.
I forget if wild shape is an action or a...
My long bear tail. You don't have a bear tail. Oh, yeah, it's a...
All right, that's it for me, because that's my action. So I'm just the brown bear.
That's nice. All right, Hat Nash.
All right, he's going to just shoot at one.
Shoot his wad.
He gets two attacks. Does a 23 hit.
Yes.
Just barely.
And a... 12.
12 does not hit.
Yeah, I figured.
Hits Harold.
Oh no.
In the head. Okay.
He's 2d8.
It shoots him right through his wild form to his real head.
Is that how that works?
He's the DM. Stuffy. He can make that happen.
10 points of damage.
Okay.
I'm going to have to take off 2 bullets.
Alright, it is Croc's turn.
Right.
Back Croc. Side. Croc, he's our croc, 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 croc.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good song.
Alright, I think they both hit. They're both, like, way over 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very legal.
Yeah! Wait, no, that's not... I rolled the wrong.
These D20s are crotching it.
It was like, holy shit. There
you go. I think I have 40 points of damage.
I was rolling with D100.
That, yeah, it would have been like a crazy amount. Oh, still pretty good. Okay.
29 points of damage. Oh my god. Yeah.
It's dead?
It's dead.
Yeah!
But now the other one's super mad.
Oh, really?
It's the same amount of man.
They were blubbers.
The two penises flailing
wildly. Yeah, yeah, you see the two vaginas sad.
Oh, that's the female. Yeah, oh, no, we killed a blubber.
No. I'm a pair.
You can have sex with me. I'm very moist. Go ahead, Tomlin.
I'm not Tomlin.
I know. Oh, okay.
I know who you are.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, well, that confused me a lot.
You looked at the wrong person.
I like to play mind games.
I guess I'll do... I mean, Told the Dead's not working for him, so...
Was that Dexterity?
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm sorry. It was... It's Wisdom.
Still not.
4.
Okay. Snipping away there. Monster turn. He's against Harold. And you're grappled, so that means he makes one of these and one of those. He's also a bear. That hits for 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
7?
And...
Didn't specify when you said brown bear, you're a large gay black man.
Oh, the other one actually. That one misses. But now you must make a constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw.
Oh, you're fucked.
1.
16.
Alright, you make it. Okay.
Yes.
You're still grappled though.
I'm so strong.
Harold.
I'm so strong. Alright, I'm gonna use multi-attack.
Whoa!
That's more than one!
Oh my god, it's multiple!
I get to bite and claw.
Rare.
22.
That hits.
15.
That doesn't hit.
Oh. Don't take damage.
It is a D8.
Rub my penis on its face.
Oh, there's a cardinal outside. How pretty.
He's raping that boy.
How pretty.
They're mean around here. It is funny, though, because we get cardinals, but we also get blue jays, and blue jays are assholes.
Blue jays are
so they, like, fight each other out there.
Super angry.
All right, Nash, your turn.
They will attack people.
They're, like, really mean.
I'll shoot again. So a 19, and the other one missed.
Okay.
And that's a 2d8.
Even when you're plus 2 barrel?
Shut up. Oh, my God. 3 points.
Yes, you got him.
Shut up.
All right, Croc, your turn.
All right, I'm going to flank.
What? You guys are using Schrodinger.
Schrodinger's Schrodinger. All
right, that hits. Nat 20 on the
there
second
one.
There
you go. All right. Roll your first damage.
First damage.
Your fuck tank.
Come on.
With pincers.
10 for the first one?
I mean, that's still pretty good.
Okay.
Pincy tank.
And then, what am I getting on this?
You double it.
Double it. Love it. Yeah! So, 32.
Oh my god!
Jesus Christ!
Well, that was a good roll.
Did you double that? Did you include
your plus? Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, so it would be... What would that be? Oh, fuck. What did I roll?
A 7.
What's your plus?
So it was a 14 plus...
14 plus 5 plus
19.
2.
21. Okay.
That's better.
It's not
double too much.
It doesn't look happy.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, you rolled a 7, and I was like, that seems like a lot. All right,
Tom,
yeah.
Then your turn.
400.
You do it again, you son of a bitch.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Well, 400.
All right.
It completely messes Big B up.
It does. Fuck me. All right.
I'm not good with social cues.
Look directly at me.
The train was late and I freaked out.
It's my tism.
Sacred Flame. Because he gets 2d8 on this.
Okay.
So you need to...
Is that Dex?
Dex
can't see, but he's stimming.
Oh, he super misses it.
Yay!
The listeners can't see, but he's stimming hard.
God damn it! 5 points of damage.
Okay. It's the monster's turn. Evens, odds. Actually, no, it's going to attack you because you're crap.
Just because fuck you.
Because fuck you, that's why.
Fuck that bear.
Misses both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Make a constitution saving throw.
It's going to be tough when you're, like, actually right there and you still
want to punch it.
You're paralyzed.
You're grappled and you're like, oh my god!
Oh man, it was paralyzed. The
poison seeps into you, so you lose your turn there. Alright, Nash, your turn.
He's got two more bullets.
Oh, now he's got a big bear shield.
That's true.
Crap. Okay. God damn, I can't get two to hit. One hits, one misses.
Okay.
And...
You have more coffee?
Yeah.
11 nice. Points of damage.
All right, you blow its stupid weird face off.
Yay! Harold's dead.
After a minute comes to.
Okay.
All right.
What's the XP? XP, XP.
You just put it in here.
Oh.
I don't need this.
I'm not putting it back.
500 per person.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot. That was a pretty easy fight for that.
Well, don't say that.
I mean, no, it was so hard.
Don't say that either.
Not so hard.
If you messed up the alarm one more time, another one would have popped out, and then like another one quickly.
You don't
get like,
black?
Mm-hmm. So, ugh. It would have been a lot of XP.
That's the worst way to have any.
We're at 1, 2, 4, 3, 7.
I said anything.
Yeah, no, red decorations. Good.
1, 2, 4, 3, 7.
Huh? 1, 2, 4, 6, 7?
3, 7.
1, 2, 4, 3, 7?
Uh-huh.
Alright.
Christine found water in the basement. Now I get to go home and deal with that.
Oh, man. It's like a cup of water. I left it down there yesterday. God damn it.
You better not be leaving right now.
I gotta go.
I will kill you.
No. Not
wait.
It's not enough for me to leave now. It's just like a little bit.
Did it rain recently?
Don't you have a song? In a French drain?
I do, which is more concerning.
That is very concerning.
You can't trust the French.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys can't even drain right.
It's funny, when we moved into this house...
You back here with a ladle? There's a pump right here.
When we bought this house, like, we bought it, and then, like, we were doing, like, the walkthrough, and there was, like, all this water in the basement, which we didn't see before, because it had, like, rained the day before. And so, like, we called the owners, and we're like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? And, like, the surveyor was like, oh, yeah, there's no French drain down here. So we're like, we're going to have to get a French drain put in, you guys are going to pay for it, and they took it off the... The price of the house is like, yes.
Damn,
yeah. I'm glad we found it then and it didn't like not rain for a while until we moved in. That would have sucked.
That would suck big time.
It could be if you have a French drain, have you ever gotten it serviced?
Yeah, you should get it cleaned. I haven't done mine, I really should.
I get mine cleaned twice a year.
You get it twice a year?
That's a lot.
That
really?
Is a lot.
No, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Really?
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's called a plumber and they service them?
No, call a waterproofing guy.
Special.
Call Mexican guy. He goes in and scrapes it out with his fingers.
I have a waterproofing guy I can give you.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'll take that.
You used the same people I did for your basement, right?
And I'm sad because I didn't get my whole basement French drained. And now I'm like, crap, now I'm going to have to do the other.
You got like pieces of it then?
Not my whole basement.
Well, it was like, well, the water came from the one side.
Yeah.
And it mostly works except when it, like, we had that huge rainstorm not long ago. And like, there's one part where it doesn't quite get where it's coming through. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fuck. Need to like extend it a little bit. And I'm like,
See, our French drain we don't have in the crawl spaces, but we've never had any. It's like super dry in there. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that never happens. But the French, we have to get the whole main part of the basement French drained, and that was expensive. But those guys were good because like they were quick. Like they got like
I like that. I like
rocking shit out quickly. Like, didn't make a mess. I was like, man, these guys are great.
All right, so you guys are in this room. There's some broken tanks. What do you want to do?
Can we check the tanks?
All right, there you go.
You're fucking doing it. Seriously?
Yeah, you can have one.
Yeah.
Oh,
seriously? We're checking the fucking tanks.
That's like what?
What's the biggest thing about my trip? That's the biggest fucking thing.
I gotta encourage them. All right.
I'm basically retarded. All
right. Fucking
inspired.
I sent it to you.
Thanks.
It doesn't mean anything. Just let him.
Hey, Phil.
He doesn't hit any attacks. He's just a bear.
I'm gonna have you fill my Kraken.
All right. So in the tank, there's a lot of goo and stuff.
I hate it.
You see a purple marble.
Ooh, purple marble!
In what tank?
In the one of the broken tanks.
Oh, okay, good. So it's like, goddamn it, it's in the one that's not broken. All right.
Also, do an Arcana check.
That would be Nash. Nash probably better.
He's the one. He's the one looking.
All right. Blue butt marble, red butt marble, and
yikes.
Purple butt marble. That's the most concerning butt mark.
Ooh, inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I didn't think you could use inspiration 15. Unless you
said there you go. You notice that the goo...
As quickly as I got it.
That, you know, you taste a little bit of it, and you realize it got on your hand when you're getting the marble.
That's a little salty.
It can act as a potion of growth. So you can, if you have a spare yeah, bottle
gigantic
or a water jug, you can go grab a potion of growth from there.
Like okay. Scallops.
Anybody have a spare bottle?
For some reason.
What is the potion of growth?
That's Jeffrey Bourne. My dad just sent me this for some reason.
You, when you...
Not Big Bean?
Harsh but fair.
It makes you enlarge or reduce for 1d4 hours.
Oh, man.
All right, cool.
I thought you were supposed to call a doctor if it's more than 3 hours.
Four is
good. Is four okay? All right.
Well, this is magic, so...
So that gives you advantage on strength checks and blah, blah, blah.
It was 4 hours, so I took another one.
Why? Well, you know, keep it going.
So you
keep
also
the party
deal,
going.
You deal an extra 1d4 damage when you're enlarged with your melee attacks.
So wait, if he turns into a bear, I guess that goes away, right?
No, I'd say no.
So he's a big bear.
Yeah, he's just a bigger bear.
Bigger bear.
I would say he stays large, but he gets the extra 1d4. I think that's fair. So you can use the...
Anybody want a water?
Yes, please.
I'm good. Yeah.
You can use like an extra water skin. I'm good. Don't touch me!
Oh my god! You don't want to be touched here.
All right.
I thought your water was in there. I was like,
yeah,
is that a fridge?
Weird cabinets.
What spices?
So you guys want to keep going? You want to turn back around?
There's well, we got so we have three marbles now. Red, blue, purple.
You didn't get the red one.
We didn't get it yet.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we didn't get
it. You watched it.
Did we find any other mundane marbles in here?
No. There's some marbles, but they're just whatever.
All right.
These don't slightly glow for no reason.
Or a stone of a similar size?
No.
Okay.
No stones.
And there's no other, like, rooms that we need to investigate?
No stones.
There's no other rooms?
There's another exit up towards the back of the...
Oh, okay. Room. So let's go there.
All
right. I check for traps.
Go ahead.
I'm not a rogue.
You're not.
What is that? Investigation?
Perception.
Perception. Nice. 22.
Oh. I'll say you're watching closely as you walk into this room. It's a massive room filled with hundreds of rotating gears that stretch from floor to ceiling. Each gear has faint magical etchings and seem to contain fragments of memories of the enslaved gnomes.
Jesus.
That's what you're noticing. You're paying too close attention.
I noticed these things!
How did he notice the memories?
he's too focused on it. They get into his brain.
Oh, no.
So you're entering this room, and really the only way across it is to kind of go across this weird fucking moving gear section. Which is, some dexterity.
As an artificer, can I take a look and make sure see what's going on? Thank you, sir. Yep.
Some insight.
Yeah, you can take
some
a
insight. Percept. Or perception. Insight or perception?
Well, whatever one.
All right. Insight's better. Nope.
You don't notice anything.
11, so.
You do notice in the middle of the room appears to be like one of the gnomish creatures, but they seem to be trapped. And being tormented.
Mm-hmm. How do I know it's being tormented?
Because it's like, ah! Like, it doesn't look like it's having a good time.
I think it
likes
it. Gotcha.
It looks more ghost-like than the other ones, though. It doesn't look like a
like it's dead
physical.
Or, well, yeah. Like it's transparent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like it's trapped in the thing.
Okay. There's a ghosty gnome.
Ghosty
gnome. So you can, you don't have to go near it to get across the room.
Yeah, I don't want to go near it.
Yeah, let's avoid it.
I don't really care about that fucking gnome.
Yeah, fuck him.
All right, so you guys need to make some dex saving throws. To
oh, come on.
Son of a bitch.
How many?
Two.
Missed it.
14.
Made it.
14 makes it.
So
how many do I have to do? Three, you said?
Two.
So I got a 6 and a 19.
15.
Or 6 and a 20.
Woo.
For Nash. 6 and a 20 for Nash.
Nash takes 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. And
oh my god, I see that. I'm like, maybe I'll just turn into a bat.
I got, yeah, Tom will turn.
It's fucking...
Yeah,
I'll just fly
seven.
Over it.
I'll just fly.
Fuck it.
You can fly.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good idea, actually.
Yeah, but the only thing is that's my second wild shape for the day.
Are you still a bear?
I guess technically I'm still a bear right now.
That's going to be a harder deck save, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're bear, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
That's a good point.
I'll take that hit. Okay.
Here's the bear dancing across the fucking moving gears.
I'm sorry, how many did you say? Two. Seven.
Oh, my God.
Nat 20.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. I think the second one's good.
5 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouchies.
Stop bludgeoning me.
Stop, Poppy.
Alrighty. You die.
Oh, my God. Jesus, this game's brutal.
Alright, so you enter... The hallway enters another large room whose ceilings and walls have long ago collapsed. Near you are rotted wooden cots. Not far into the room is a large chasm.
It's an erotic wooden...
Erotic wooden cots.
I heard rotten wooden cocks.
Our minds are in weird spots.
Either way, not good.
Yeah.
It looks at some point a sinkhole opened up in the room. You can see the room continues onto the other side, but it looks like any exit has long ago been wiped out.
Oh.
In this room is a statue of what appears to be a large-eyed creature with eye stalks. This creature has a traditional gnome hat on its head and a beard.
It's a beholder.
The center eye is made of a green marble.
Well, we need the green marble.
It's a type of beholder, I think. Is it? And it's a creature, right? It's alive?
I said it was
a statue.
You said statue.
It's a statue.
Oh, a statue. Okay.
But I bet
it comes alive.
No!
I bet it does come alive if you try to take the marble, though.
Yeah, we need that green marble, though. I'm assuming. Although the primary color thing is fucking with me now, because RGB is what I would normally, but now it throws everything into fucking off. Yeah.
Well, RGB is not primary colors.
It's primary light colors, not primary pigment colors.
It says right there. It's really to hate beholders.
Do they?
Does it?
They do.
I don't think that's true.
It's right here. Druids hate anything that is cruel in nature. They hate anything that which is unnatural, including the aberrations, such as beholders and mind flayers.
They hate aborigines?
Yes.
They're unnatural.
They are unnatural. I mean, have you seen them?
Yeah.
They have that weird thing.
The didgeridoo.
How dare you.
Big fan of aborigines in Australia?
I love them. I'm an advocate.
Oh, that's good.
Somebody has to have.
Those are weird kind of black looking people.
Thank you.
They got like normal hair.
Okay. Like, this is unnatural.
I don't like this.
A druid would not like this.
All right.
Where's your afro?
Can I do an arcana check on the statue?
Sure.
I don't like the way he replied to that.
Yeah, there's a pause.
This isn't going to do anything. Not going to do anything.
Not going to do anything, even if it did do something.
Yeah. I guess.
Is there any like gears or any kind of it just mechanicals?
Like a, no, it just looked like it was a. The wooden cots are very small; they would fit Nash, but no one else.
Nash is like woohoo!
I don't want to sleep in a rotten cot.
And there's no like
you don't want the erotic cots.
Thank you. Like, I don't know what happened in those.
Any cot could be erotic.
That's true. Depends on your mentality.
Actually, now that we know there's a beholder in here, why don't we go talk to that ghostly gnome?
It's not a beholder. It's a statue.
But it'll probably become a beholder.
We don't know that.
But we also know that it's not awesome. I don't love it. And there's a ghostly gnome who probably died from the beholder. Maybe he knows something.
That's fair. So Nash, just for the fuck of it, snaps off an eye stalk.
Nothing.
Okay. See you guys. Bye.
All right. Then I take the marble.
Wait, before you take the marble, he snaps off all the eye stalks.
Yeah, that's smart.
Oh my God, you're just destroying art.
Art. Yeah, it's art. Art is
subjective.
Subjective. There's no, I don't think it's there.
Caliente.
Actually, you got the green marble. That's fine.
Yay, green marble.
Wow, okay. That was a lot easier than I was going to
Yeah.
Do you remember where you guys are?
Underdark.
Yes. Do you remember what the base is?
It's fuck.
Like the name of it?
The guys.
It was the traveling merchant that told us to go here, right?
Well, you kind of knew you were on this way. It was the Gnome Kings.
Oh, yeah. Right. Green butt marble.
So. And you do see gnomes that are
being controlled. As if slaves.
Oh, I wonder if that transparent gnome is the king. You might want to talk to him.
Also, you know that from the lore that you've heard from the everybody, is that long ago, right, the island was moving around, right, and controlled by the Gnome King.
Right.
And then four turtles went and fought him.
We saw the dead turtles in that room.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't the real
turtles. But you don't know what happened to that guy. You just know the turtles went into the base, and then
He's in the middle of all those gears, yeah, and those gears are probably what's responsible for moving the island.
Probably.
So I'm thinking that that transparent dude's the Gnome King, and something is torturing him.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, probably.
So I guess we have to get him out of there, huh?
I don't know if we can. He might be dead. I mean, if he's like a ghost.
We could free his spirit.
Okay.
His house is clean.
All right, so there's
that's good.
There's nowhere to go else in this room. We have to kind of go back and retrack.
Okay.
Retrace back.
Because you said all of the exits have long since been gone.
Yes.
Or however you worded it. Probably better than that.
They all dead now.
They all dead.
All exits dead.
Exits gone.
All right, so let's go investigate that ghostly gnome, I guess.
Well, don't we still have to get the last marble from the Rube Goldberg machine?
We do, but...
You never actually went in that room and...
Yeah, we just looked.
Oh, I don't have a red butt marble. I just have...
Yeah, we have to get the red butt marble.
I'm going to cross that off for right now.
Why don't we do that before we talk to the Gnome King? Because maybe we need all the marbles to get him out of there.
What would make you guess that?
Why are we collecting marbles?
I don't know, but it seems important.
Right?
That'd be great if it wasn't.
Yeah, it's just a fucking weird fetch quest. Like,
we got them all. What are you doing? Nothing. It's just cool. Here's the old stones.
You got all the marbles?
Your kism.
Here's a... You guys want all the colors, right? You got to collect them all.
I really want them all.
Shores making fun of Rosie because she likes to, like, collect, like, rocks or whatever on the beach and stuff. And I was like, I don't think Rocco's the only one that has a little bit of autism. She was like, that's so mean. She was like, I'm just collecting rocks. I was like, do you think that's something someone without autism?
You're like, are you sorting them by anything?
My kid comes in with cool-looking mulch in his pocket. And I'm like,
like, oh no.
I think that's just straight up retarded.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not like an autism.
He's using the word mulch, it's just dirt. He just has handfuls of dirt.
Look at this mulch. That's a pile of shit.
It's just dried out just dog shit. Dirt, yeah. On the front.
Look what I found outside. They're going to put it in my collection.
You know what's not cool? Dog shit isn't white anymore. They changed their diets.
It's true.
Sad.
What do you mean?
Remember back, like, in the 80s, like,
dog shit
it was white. It would turn white because of all the, I think, bone meal or whatever in the food.
Now they're eating, like, healthy shit, so it's, like, regular human shit.
Yeah. So it's gross.
Oh, well, you don't eat cans. Just can't eat it anymore.
Yeah,
stick to horse poop like a regular.
Yeah. Philadelphian.
Yeah, anywhere.
Anywhere USA.
My team won. Time to eat some horse shit.
No, I don't think your son is retarded.
No, yours isn't.
I can't think
he about does. He when we have meetings though, and Cliff's cameras on, his son does come on the meeting shirtless all the time, which makes everyone very uncomfortable.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Everyone's fine.
Just because he's doing the Silence of the Lambs dance.
Did you fuck me? I'd fuck me. The worst part was last time he covered himself up, which somehow made it much worse. He went,
don't look at me.
Look at my nipples.
Oh,
these are for Dad. Don't say that.
I told you about this.
Go in the other room.
It's like when my daughter used to say it, her grandfather would put her in the oven. I'm like, you can't say that to other people. Jesus Christ.
He was German. Oh my God, stop.
Alright, so you still gotta go back across these gears.
Well, if we're going back across the gears, we might as well just see if we can talk to
him. I'm telling you, I don't know that we're ready for that, but let's do
it. That's fine.
I think we talked to him.
What?
First off, we'll reiterate.
He's like, ah!
He's not looking like he's in a talking mood.
Oh, fair enough.
He's in immense pain and anguish.
Just as setting the picture. He's not like...
He's like, man, I can use some conversation.
I am bored and friendly.
So what are you doing? Hanging out?
Yeah. Everything is pain.
You should take your foot out of the gear.
Hey, buddy.
He's having a good time.
How you doing?
Since you are paying more attention, some of the memories of, like, basically, like, they're not like hard. It feels like you are remembering things of, like, the lives of gnomes.
Oh,
like, for whatever reason, Their memories are sort of trapped in this room.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're seeing them?
You're kind of experiencing them.
Okay.
Not like in a, you have no perception of current reality.
Got it.
Yeah. Like a,
yeah.
Like it's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah. They've gone through some stuff.
Like, why are the memories here?
Yeah.
This guy was just a brain.
The memory remains.
All right. So,
make your deck saves to get across the room.
I get it.
You said 14 is good?
Hmm?
Just me.
13?
Oh, come on. That one didn't. I missed one.
God
missed
damn
one.
It.
I missed one.
All right, so both. Tomlin and Nash both miss one.
Since I'm...
5 and 4. And you missed
both.
Oh, my goodness. You're still a bear, though, right?
I'm a bear!
Oh my God!
I feel like I'm a human now.
22 points of that.
Jesus Holy Christ! Shit.
That brings me down to 0.
Wait, am I still raging, technically?
No. Oh, okay.
And now I'm an elf.
You're like, all right, I did pretty good the last time, and then you just get ground in the gears, and then you spit out the other side as an elf.
It's like the Chinese death videos with the escalator.
Yeah, exactly. It's the one from the factory where the guy like it's like a
just
massive spinning thing, and they touch it, and it's
so fast. You're like, holy shit! Like it just sucks.
Those are crazy. It looks like they don't have bones, and then they don't have bones. They're just
crushed. They don't. They're just crushed.
Yeah, I know. It looks like he's just like made of like putty.
They have fragments now.
This is upsetting.
That was like actually when I worked,
industrial accidents are
brutal. Yeah. When I worked at my old job, they would take us on these like trips to see like the printing machines, like the big ones that do like the mass printing. And they would be like, oh yeah, when we have to fix this, it's like scary. Like,
yeah,
you have to get in there. Like, you have to go into the machine.
And they're like, Rodney, go fix it.
And they're like, we have to make sure that like nobody's near like the on switch, because it's like, you will die.
Yeah, you put a little paper tag that says, don't turn it on. That's called lockout, tag out. That is. It's what that is. Like tag out, lock out, or whatever.
Like,
have you ever worked in a place where they have those? That's what it is. It's OSHA. Yeah. You put a little tag on there
to make sure.
And you're like, don't. I'm working on it. Don't press
don't
on.
Oh, that's not true. When I worked at the grocery store, they did have something like that because it was a gigantic compactor.
Yeah.
Oh, the baler.
Oh,
I'm just crawling in for a second to fix that. You know me so slow. You have time to get out.
Jump in there all the time.
Yeah. But there's a step on the box to get them down.
Yeah,
Or they just get
please don't press the button.
Or somebody can take like straps off. And
my shift
stuck.
Is over.
I'm not waiting. <It's> just... Get in the freezer. We're locking up.
This is for not taking my last shift.
Do you hear the story of I forget exactly what the setup was, but like this kid went missing, and they ended up finding him like 15 years later. He had crawled like on top of the freezers or whatever, and then fell behind them.
Oh my god!
And got stuck upside down, and then. Just died.
Oh my god.
And then they like went to go like change out the freezers or
how did nobody
hear like they found the body. Thing.
But how did nobody hear like screams and stuff? Like
I think it happened like late or I don't know.
So like overnight.
Or smells.
Yeah, or smells.
How did I think it was like smell her.
Jesus Christ.
It must have stunk in there.
Maybe it always stunk in there.
Maybe maybe he was a nice smell.
Some of those factory some of those factories smell generally, so you might not notice that there's like a dead body. Like, depending on what they're making.
Smells extra rank today.
This vanilla factory smells like dead body.
I mean, if it's freezers, it might have been like I was going to say warehouse.
7-Eleven.
The slaughterhouse.
So, there's freezers in the warehouse. I need to get myself some water. A little dehydrated.
I have a cold fetish.
Nice. Freeze my balls for a little bit.
That's where I go for the Eskimo whores.
They're called Inuits.
Yeah,
Inuit.
We're gonna be Inuit.
I was waiting for that. That was good. That was good. I set it up and I realized I should have just taken it.
I got some seal blubber. I'll rub it on my dick.
Baby seal blubber.
Oh, that's kind. She's going down on me. Love that seal
blubber. Now she's biting my dick.
Stop biting it.
It's not a seal.
She's fucking ice Indian.
I always like to use the N word for that.
You know, oh my god.
Yeah, ice.
Oh, dear. We mean you always like to. How often are you yelling
so much?
He hates the Eskimos.
Well, no. It's very funny when you...
It's around the ball
when
time.
You associate...
Goddamn Eskimos taking all our jobs. All our whaling jobs and our fucking seal clubbing.
You know how I want to be an igloo builder. They won't let me in with their unions.
Guys, we're going to lose all of our Eskimo listeners.
So many Inuits.
Yeah.
No, when you say like a thing that a race is known for,
yes,
and then yeah, the N-word yeah, after yeah, it, like rice, stand.
I would never say anything like that.
Taco.
Curry, N-word.
Jew.
As bad as it is.
Anyway, sorry.
Keep saying N-word.
Get it out.
I'm going to bleep all.
They're going to know. They're going to think it's really.
You know, Sam.
Then we got to keep the first one where he's like, you just add the N-word at the end. And you bleep the rest of them.
Yeah, that would. Don't do that. If you do, at least keep this part in.
Nope. It's gonna be heavily edited.
It just skips the first going, alright.
It's just gonna be a minute of me getting bleeped and then you go.
He's gonna write in there. I would like to apologize to our listeners.
Please don't.
Big Bean is no longer part of this podcast. His views are not our views.
Jesus Christ, what did he say?
This is a we couldn't that stop
super
him.
Super incriminating.
I've heard this podcast. If he got kicked off, Jesus. Did he storm out?
He caused the rest of us to storm out.
Wow.
That's right.
We were offended.
I would love to be that offended.
I could never.
You know, I couldn't even fathom being that, like I can't, especially on somebody else's behalf. That's just like.
Well, I mean, if you make fun of someone's dead kid, that.
We didn't make fun of him.
I know, but
that kid.
He associated it. He
made that connection. We don't make those connections.
Right. He made it.
We are way disconnected from those types of emotional connections.
True.
That's just like I couldn't imagine being that furious where it's like,
we didn't imply it. You inferred it.
We're just making jokes.
That's on you, bro.
Especially like you said, after the many, many weeks of like,
oh, he was the worst.
Him participating in, like, other funny things. It's like, why did that one cut it?
Anyway.
Hey, we can say we were so offensive somebody left and never came back.
He's dead now.
Oh my god, did he die?
I don't know.
You haven't seen him, so you assume so. Yeah.
He went off a bus over a cliff.
Good start.
Anyhow. Alright, so you guys are wandering back around the base. You step into the room with the containers, and the alarm goes off. No, I'm kidding.
Come on!
I don't want to go to the container room again.
So annoying. Just looking nasty. Did you do anything right?
Why would we walk back to that?
I thought he used his new hammer.
You had one job.
I fixed it when we were leaving. I figured I'd leave things
better than you can. They're better than when you have it.
All right, so you walk all the way back, and you go back to the... I assume you're walking back to the dining room. Yeah. Okay.
So are they still, like, mulling around with the
table? Yeah, they're just like... Yeah, they're following their script.
I start, like, when they put the things down, Nash is such a dick, he just starts...
Moving it around, yeah.
Moving the silverware around.
Roll for initiative.
No!
Come on! Nash, you were the fucking worst!
I know.
I can't. That's, like, literally...
That was a cliff thing to do.
It was. I feel really bad.
Come on.